Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo, it is another episode of Philly Sedan. Your host, James Seltzer. It is Friday, May the 11th, as for the fourth straight day, I get to come to you talking about a Phillies victory as the Phillies finish off the four-game sweep of the San Francisco Giants, a 6-3 victory yesterday. Day game down at Citizens Bank Park as the Phillies again win their fourth straight game. They had lost four series straight prior, and the Phillies not only win their first series in a while, but sweep that series. They win four straight games against the Giants, 11-0 in the opener, 4-2 in game two, 11-3 in game three, and then 6-3 in game four. They outscore the Giants by a total of 31-8 in that time frame. 31-8 over a four-game series. Just a total dominant effort from this Phillies baseball team. As they even got a win with Vincent Velasquez on the hill yesterday. As fun victory. The Phillies improved to 22-15, a share of first place heading into the night games. As the Braves playing later, and even the Phillies sitting in first place in the National League East. It is exciting stuff for a while, and big stuff for this Phillies team. 22-15. It was June 15th last season that the Phillies finally got their 22nd win of the season. It is May the 11th. We are a full month plus ahead of where this Phillies team was last season. Again, June the 15th. The 15th of June, they won their 22nd game, and now they are sitting here 22-15. Heading into the weekend on May the 11th, the New York Mets coming to town. We'll get to that in just a little bit, but let's revel a little bit in this Giants series. Again, 11-0 win on Monday, 4-2 on Tuesday, a 11-3 win on Wednesday, and then yesterday, 6-3. Velasquez made it a little interesting as Vinny has a rough first inning, allows three runs in the first inning, a home run to the first batter that he faced. And I'll be honest with you, I was down at the ballpark. It was a blast being down there. We went down with some of the listeners of the midday show. Had a really good time down there. And it was one of those moments where in the first inning, you're down 3-0. You're like, well, this was fun. Let's enjoy each other's company because today's not going to be a game. And wouldn't you know it, Vinny Velasquez settles back in and the offense comes to life on the back of who else? Carlos Santana, as Santana continues to rake with a big three-run home run to put the Phillies up 4-3 in the fourth inning as they were down 3-0 after the second inning. Allowed a run in the first, two in the second as Velasquez just struggling to get by. And then Velasquez clamped it down after that second inning. Ends up lasting six innings, only allows three runs, 12 strikeouts to one walk. A season high for Vinny, obviously, and we have not seen him punch out 12 guys in quite some time. Terrific outing from Vinny. What I will say, hard to get too excited when the strikeout numbers with this Giants offense, as we have seen Philadelphia Phillies pitchers just completely dominate from a strikeout perspective. The funny thing when you think about it, they've just owned them from a strikeout perspective, start after start. Aaron Nola, of course, a career high 12 strikeouts. Vinny gets 12. Zach Eflin, a career high 9 strikeouts. And Pivetta had 7 Ks in 5 innings. Philly's starting pitching just absolutely owned this Giants offense, certainly from a swing and miss perspective this series. And just nice to see Velasquez settle in after a rough first two innings, down 3-0, and not panic and keep bringing his stuff and relaxing, and really just a nice outing from Vinny on the whole. Again, 101 pitches in 6 innings, 3 earned runs, 5 hits, only 1 walk. Nice to see a 1 whip Walks, hits, inning, pitch. Vinny allows 5 hits, 1 walk. That is 6 walks and hits in 6 innings pitched. That is a 1 whip, and that is a really good job. Sir Anthony Dominguez pitched another scoreless inning as he has yet to allow a hit so far in his 3 outings so far, and obviously allowed yet to allow a run as well. Luis Garcia, and then Hector Neris comes in and shuts it down in the 9th inning. From an offensive perspective, everyone gets going a bit. Cesar, a couple hits and a run. Odubel Herrera, 3 for 4, 2 RBIs, a run scored, and yes, the streak continues as Odubel Herrera has now reached base in 39 consecutive games. We cannot undersell this. We cannot understate this. The man is batting 353 on the season, and it is May 11th. We are getting close to a quarter of the way through the season. The Phillies have are 22-15. That is 37 games in the books. And Odubel Herrera is sitting there with a 353 average. It is time to appreciate this man. It's a time to understand and acknowledge what a terrific, terrific baseball player he is and how much he brings it every day out there. And for all the haters out there, look, I know, I get why there is hate, and I understand it. I've always disagreed with it. I've always seen the baseball player beneath the bat flips and all the other stuff. I know that sometimes people get really fired up about it, and I know he's had some knuckleheaded plays at times, but look, he hasn't been bat flipping this year, and he's killing baseballs, and I haven't seen a single bat flip. He is, looks like he is trying to not frustrate both the fans and his teammates, and more so, I think I was talking about this with Joe DiCamera and some of the listeners who came down to the game with us, but you know what? It really, you got to give some credit to Gabe Kapler here. You got to give credit to the guy for having a working relationship with Odubel Herrera, where he has gotten this out of the guy without the other issues, where, you know, Pete Maccannon and Herrera was such a clear mismatch. They clearly didn't get along. They clearly didn't like each other. They clearly didn't work well together. He, you know, it was just one thing after another, and Maccannon seemed to handle it poorly every single time around. Gabe Kapler's found a way to relate to Odubel Herrera. He has found a way to get on his level and to make him see things from his perspective, and it's a big-time shout-out to Gabe Kapler and the coaching staff, as Odubel Herrera is playing the best baseball he has ever played. Sitting at 26 years old, too, you look at it, and, I mean, that's the age where, historically, Major League Baseball players break out, 26, 27. It's called the age 27 breakout season. That's when guys hit their physical peak. That's when they really become the player they're supposed to be. Obviously, there are exceptions and guys who break out early, and it's really changed, too. I think that was more the quote-unquote rule back when baseball was a different, we'll say, whatever the reason might be, but certainly we've seen younger players kind of step to the forefront more and more over the last 4 or 5 years. But regardless, at 26 years old, to be where Odubel Herrera is right now is an incredibly impressive feat, and I'm really happy to have that guy on my baseball team. In addition, as I mentioned before, Carlos Santana with the big hit of the game as the Phillies down 3-1 in the 6th inning. Rhys Hoskins and Odubel Herrera on base, and Carlos Santana steps to the plate and rocks one to left field, a monster home run. See his homered from both the left side and the right side of the plate this series as he goes yard against the Giants. The Phillies would tack on a couple more runs. Odubel Herrera, a couple RBI singles, a pair of them, one in the 5th and one in the 7th, as the Phillies end up winning 6-3. And Carlos Santana, how about that? What did we say? Preaching patience, right? And all of a sudden, 191 average, which doesn't sound great on the face of it, but when you consider where he's been at, sitting at 150-ish for the last month, nice to see him up to 191 and rising a 302 on base percentage. The guy is still walking and all that, and then a 412 slugging percentage. The numbers are starting to go up. He had his 6th home run of the season yesterday. Again, 5 RBIs prior to that. He has been a beast over the 7-game hitting streak. And, you know, as I and I think many other people said, give the guy a chance. He'll get there. This is what he's done his entire career. Blah, 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 blah. it looks like that's starting to happen. And as I said, I expected it. He's been a metronome of consistency his entire career. All the guy does is every single year put up the same freaking numbers. And to think that at 31, 32, all of a sudden he would just drop off a map was silly in my mind. And I was far more willing to look into the other factors involved, the fact that he never played for any other team in his life, and he comes to the Phillies, he's getting paid a ton of money, the pressure that comes with that, all that type of stuff. It is awesome to see what Carlos Santana is starting to do, and I think is going to do for the life of this contract. I think this is the guy we're going to see the last 7-8 days that we have seen, more so than the guy we saw over the first month. And again, a guy who has started slow his entire career. So you have to feel really good about Santana getting it going. Pretty much everyone gets involved yesterday. Rhys Hoskins gets involved a little bit. Everyone across the board. Aaron Altair scored a run. The one guy who didn't really do anything, Aaron Altair. Kingery continues to struggle a bit. Mikel Franco goes 0 for 4, drops the average to .282. But still, Mikel Franco on May 11th is batting .282 with a .515 slugging percentage. That is something to be excited about as well as Franco. Look, I'm not there yet. And my buddy Jack Fritz loves to not only he will both tweet and text me the exact same thing. That's how passionately he feels about Mikel Franco. But anytime Franco does something good, I will get the obligatory text saying, "How does it feel to be wrong about Mikel Franco?" And every time I say to him, I hope I am wrong. I hope that I am wrong, that this guy is not going to be a great major league player. But look, what we've seen from him so far the first month plus the season has certainly been positive. You have to feel good about it. Again, he's batting .282 at the moment, coming off an 0 for 4 day. That's pretty impressive for a guy who's really struggled to hit for a high average. The walks are still not where you want them to be, but the power's been there. He's been a big part of the offense. He plays really good defense, too. It's funny, because for a guy who's quite lumbering and not necessarily the most athletic-looking out there, he really plays a solid third base. He's got a really good arm, a very consistent arm, and he gets the balls I wouldn't expect him to get to. So what can I say? I need to see more of it. I need to see it for more than a month. I need to see consistency over and over and over and over again and all that. But from what I have seen so far this season, it's hard to be too upset with what you've gotten out of Mikel Franco. And you certainly have to feel somewhat bullish about the young man's potential to not be the bust that I and many others thought that he was going to end up being. So that has been good to see as well. And again, look, this Phillies team sitting at 22-15, I've kind of, it's been my rallying cry all week, but when you look at where they were, when you look at that loss in Washington, first of all, to lose four straight series, you lose the series to the Diamondbacks, you lose the series to the Braves, you lose the series in Miami to a terrible Marlins team, and then you finally lose that last series in Washington, and the way you lose it, to lose it in that last game where you not only have the lead, but you came back against the best pitcher in baseball, against a guy who struck you out 14 times, 15 times, Max Scherzer mowing you down, and you're able to grit and grind and stay in that baseball game and come back and have a lead and have a chance to win. A chance to win in the ninth inning with your closer on the hill, and it ends up going down the way it did, where your closer walks in a run and ends up losing the game, and it is about as brutal a loss as you can have, to come home the very next day. The very next day to start a 7-game week of baseball, a game every day against a Giants team that had been playing really good baseball, coming in at 19-15, to get your guys ready, to get your guys mentally prepared, to get your guys off the schneid, off of what they've been struggling with, off of that loss in Washington, to come back and sweep a 4-game series against the Giants at home, it's really impressive. I'm impressed with Gabe Kapler. I'm impressed with this coaching staff. I'm impressed with this team. To be this young, to be this inexperienced, and to come kind of just fight back. And even today, a microcosm of the larger season, down 3-0 early, Vincent Velasquez on the hill. And not only does Vinny Velasquez battle back and stay in that game and keep you in that game, but the team does as well. They put up a 4-spot in the fourth inning. They get you back in the game. They get you a lead. They grind away. They score more runs. It is a fun baseball team, and it's a baseball team that is playing beyond their years right now. They are a team that believes they can win games, believes that they're never out of it, and it has been fun to watch. And I'm really excited about not only now, but the future. I was talking to John Brazier down there, the director of fun and games for the Phillies when we were down there, and we were both just kind of giddy about the fact that this team is so good right now and has so much going for it in the future. We're throwing back minor league pitchers. We're excited about it, each other, and all this type of stuff that... It just makes you feel like it's good to be a Phillies fan right now, and that's a really fun thing, because when the Phillies are good and when this town is feeling its baseball, there is absolutely nothing better. All right, coming up, we're going to look ahead to a big series this weekend with the Mets, and then the rest of May as this Phillies team continues to win again, 22-15 on the season, 15-5 at home this year, as they have three more home games before heading back on the road. Look to take advantage of it again, 15-5 at home. That is ridiculous. That is awesome. Citizens Bank Park is a legitimate home field advantage, and that is an exciting thing to think about. All right, coming up, we're going to look ahead to this weekend of baseball and also where they're at heading in the rest of the month of May. Again, this Phillies team is fun, and they're playing good baseball, and is exciting to watch. All right, coming up, we'll talk about the Mets series and a whole lot more. It's James Seltzer. It's Phillies Today. We're coming right back. We are back. It is Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer, as we head into the weekend of baseball. The New York Mets coming down as the Phillies coming off a four-game sweep of the Giants at home. A four-game sweep. How exciting is that? As, again, it's hard to sweep a team four-game series anytime. And the Phillies have already done it twice this year, both at home sweeping the Pirates in a four-game set at home, sweeping the Giants in a four-game set at home. Really fun stuff from this Phillies team is, again, they are protecting Citizens Bank Park, a 15-5 record at home on the season. And again, a Giants team that was sitting in 19-15 coming in, they are now 500 after a four-game sweep at the hands of the Philadelphia Phillies. Coming into town, the New York Mets, who have been reeling as the Mets have just really struggled as of late, not playing good baseball, dropping the series with Cincinnati. Cincinnati had come into that as, the worst team in baseball, and yet they find a way to win some games against the Mets. Really just a frustrating downslide for this Mets team that had been playing really well out of the gate. I think they started, 12-2, 12-3, winning baseball games, and were out in front in the National League East, and it has been one bad thing after another for the Mets as they just continue to struggle from an offensive perspective. And look, it is not surprising, as you know, you look at it, and look, they've lost some guys too, but you look at this Mets team, you were kind of wondering how they were doing so well to begin with, how they started out so hot, because it's a team made up of guys that were good decades ago, you know, a team filled with guys like Todd Frazier and Adrian Gonzalez and this and that, and Oestrubel Cabrera up among the batting leaders and all that, but Jay Bruce, for instance. But look, they're finding ways to win, and I think when you look at the pitching staff, it makes a lot more sense, as they still have a terrific pitching staff, even with Matt Harvey now, a Cincinnati Red. Noah Syndergaard, Jacob deGrom, who sadly the Phillies will see both those guys this weekend. They're both top tier, you know, top 15, 20 starters in all of baseball. Steven Matz has pitched pretty well. Zach Wheeler has been better than I think most people expected after all the injuries that have kind of derailed that guy's career. But from a weekend perspective, could not have broken much worse for the Phillies in terms of the matchups with the Mets. However, I think you could probably flip around and say it's pretty close to the truth from the Mets perspective, as well as we get Arrieta and Nola pitching in a series. That's all you can ask for as a Phillies fan. Tonight's game, 7:05 start. Jake Arrieta taking the hill after a terrific outing in Washington. That game that we talked about, the blown game that was as bummery as bummers get. But Arrieta was terrific. Had to be pulled after 75 pitches for a pinch hitter, but was really just so efficient with his pitches, mowing down Nationals hitters right and left, just playing really, really good baseball, and able to put the Phillies in position to win. Obviously, it didn't happen. So, Arrieta getting a chance to go back at the Mets. Excited about this. Taking on Steven Matz, a lefty youngster who's got some stuff, hit or miss so far in his career in the majors. But when he's on, he is very much on. Saturday, 7:05 start as well. Noah Syndergaard takes over for the Mets. Thor, as they call him, one of the best pitchers in baseball when he's on. The fastest pitcher in baseball when he's on. Average fastball velocity, the highest in the sport, 97 or 98 or something ridiculous like that. He's pretty good. Pretty much a badass. And Zach Eflin taking over for the Phillies. That's clearly a mismatch in the Mets' favor, but look, Zach Eflin's been awesome so far in his two starts. Obviously, like, lights out, dominant type of awesome, and we'll see. You know, Eflin was hitting 95, 96 in his last start. If he's doing that, all bets are off. But, you know, look, I think it's far more likely that Eflin regresses somewhat, at least with Zach Eflin. We know some level of it. But, look, what we've seen out of him the first two starts, if he can give us anything like that against the Mets and Syndergaard, they'll be in the game and they'll have a chance. That's a really fun matchup to watch. I'm excited to see how Eflin kind of progresses here. And then Sunday, the matchup of all of them, Aaron Nola takes it again as Nola, just awesome, sitting at 5-1 on the season, continues to win games. It's just been so good for this Phillies team as their definitive, no doubt about it, ace. He will take the hill on Sunday, 1:35 start, taking on that aforementioned Jacob DeGrom. DeGrom had a weird little thing where he's been really good, but then left to start with like a flexor strain, they said, or something, and they made it seem like he was going to be out for weeks or a month or whatever, and then all of a sudden he's back in the rotation his next start. So who knows, right, with the Mets medical staff and all that stuff. Recent history is not fared great. But big series again. Sadly, the Braves continue to win baseball games as they were getting played pretty tight last night against the Marlins, but it was 1-1 late in the game, and then all of a sudden, Ozzie Albies hits a grand slam and the floodgates open. But again, a spot here for the Phillies. The Mets have been reeling. The opportunity to take advantage of a team that has been struggling of late, and again, you know, the pitching matchups are not the ideal guys you'd want to face in the Mets, but when you have Jake Arrieta going up against Noah Syndergaard, when you have Jake Arrieta going up against Steven Matz, you feel good about that. Syndergaard versus Eflin, you don't feel great about, but Eflin's been awesome in his two starts. And then I'll put Aaron Nola up against anybody in the National League on a given day, and that includes Jacob DeGrom. And look, we've gotten that's been the fun, one of the fun kind of things that we don't think about as much this season, but has been really neat, has been to get to watch the Phillies have real aces going up against other big-time aces. You know, we saw Arrieta Scherzer, we saw Arrieta Greinke, we're going to see Nola DeGrom on Sunday. I mean, those are big-time pitching matchups with real, you know, stakes when it comes to who the best pitchers in the league are and all that type of stuff. And it's just fun to have guys who belong on those lists. You know, I know I've said multiple times how fun it is to have Jake Arrieta go up against Max Scherzer or Greinke and say, hey, it's a battle of Cy Young Award winners. And, you know, we haven't gotten to say that since Dog was here or Cliff was here or whatever. So it's fun. It's fun to have those types of arms that are legitimate ace-type guys, and obviously Aaron Nola has certainly taken that step. We've talked about that a lot, about how impressive Nola has been and the step that he's taken. So it's a big week of baseball for the Phillies, a big weekend of baseball for the Phillies here. Again, starting tonight, they will wrap up their set here in the homestand, the seven-game homestand, with the three games against the Mets before they head back on the road, two in Baltimore, four in St. Louis, before coming back home to face the cursed Atlanta Braves and then Toronto as well, before finishing out May in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. So a somewhat formidable schedule when you look at it. Obviously, the Mets this weekend reeling a bit. And then two against the Baltimore Orioles, who have been one of the worst teams in baseball. But after that, the Reds playing good ball. Atlanta obviously playing good ball. Even Toronto has been playing good baseball. And then the Dodgers have not been playing great baseball, but we're giving them the rest of this month to get it together. It could be a tough series there as well. But regardless, that's what makes it all the more important important that the Phillies take advantage of this series with the Mets at home, in their own house, in their own building, where they have played such great baseball this season. Again, 15-5 on the season for this Phillies team in Citizens Bank Park. You have to feel good going up against anybody there. And the Mets coming into town, big, big series again. Arrieta versus Steven Matz tonight, with Zach Eflin taking on Syndergaard tomorrow, and then Aaron Nola and Jacob DeGrom on Sunday in the coup de grace of the series, which hopefully the Phillies will be winning back on the winning track when it comes to series, thankfully, after this sweep of the Giants, which feels good. All right, everyone, have a wonderful weekend. I will be back on Monday. We'll react to this whole Mets series and look ahead to the weekend and a whole lot more, but keep it here. We have you covered all weekend long right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.